You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Jumping Knee Pod, a modern day All Japan podcast. I'm your host, Jessica, and I'm going solo today in the podcast's first ever bonus episode. Every now and then, there'll be a bonus episode about a whole range of All Japan topics. They will be a bit shorter than a regular monthly review show. And for today's bonus episode, it is a guide to All Japan Pro Wrestling. From walkouts to backstage drama, from Giant Baba to Kento Miyahara, All Japan keeps moving forward and is putting on some of its best wrestling in years. So if you ever thought about jumping into the world of All Japan, hopefully this guide will help you out. I guess the first place to start off is how do you actually subscribe to All Japan? You can do so at ajpw.tv and it costs 900 yen a month. And just like other Japanese wrestling subscriptions, you're billed on the first of the month. ajpw.tv recently had an upgrade, so it looks much nicer now compared to how it looked before. But don't expect HD cameras like Wrestle Universe or anything. The video quality is good, but not amazing. If you're looking for older All Japan, like 90s stuff, sorry, but you're out of luck. All Japan doesn't have the rights, and TV does. But honestly, those matches are all over YouTube, so you can find them there. So, going into shows. Excluding tournament months, All Japan usually hosts around 5 shows a month. They do have a mix of live and video on demand shows, with video-on-demand shows uploaded the day after they were filmed, and if there is an issue or taking longer to upload, the official account will release a post to let fans know. Usually only shows like Korakuen Hall or Bigger have commentary, so don't expect it too much. Rarely, All Japan will upload a match or a whole show onto their YouTube channel. They regularly release digest videos, where they show highlights from a show with backstage comments. For English language, as of recording, there is no official English support. The international Twitter account has updated their bio to say it's inactive. They have dabbled in a bit of English content. They released a dojo video with New Japan wrestler Francisco Akira, who was in All Japan at the time. They have also released a video or two with English commentary done by former wrestlers Akira and Yoshitatsu. But with their international Twitter shutting down, I think any hope of English support is non-existent. In regards to merchandise, All Japan does have a merch store, but they don't ship internationally. You will have to use a company that buys from Japan and ships overseas. I have used Japan Rabbit, formerly White Rabbit, and never had any issues with them. Whether they restock the merch or not, it's truly a gamble, so get on it fast. So, All Japan does have a pro wrestling tees page, but it's awful. They launched it years ago, and it has shirts with All Japan logos and shirts of one wrestler. You're thinking it might be someone like a Kento or Suwama, but nope, it's Yoshitatsu. I will say stick with a Japanese merchandise site. Moving on to wrestlers, the roster isn't huge compared to other Japanese promotions. Personally, I found it easier to get to know the All Japan roster compared to other big promotions I was watching at the time, but it's different for everybody. So we're going to start off with the guy everybody knows, and that's Kento Miyahara. He's the ace of the company, the best of the best. He isn't as flashy as other aces with a smaller moveset, but he's just as good. A modern-day legend of the company, he's held the Triple Crown 6 times and held the record for most combined defenses at 28. Suwama, he's the old ace. Just like how Tanahashi carried New Japan, Suwama carried All Japan. He's getting up there in age, but still hits just as hard. He holds the record for most Triple Crown reigns at 8, and also has held the World Tag Team Championships 8 times as well. Yuma Aoyagi. In a roster full of goofy guys, Yuma may be the goofiest. Known as The Fool, the same name as his finisher, he became a Triple Crown champion for the first time, defeating Yuji Nagata last year. He and Kento have an on-off tag team known as Business Tag. He's also the youngest person to win Champion Carnival. Moving on to the other Yuma Anzai, he was scouted by Suwama, debuted against Nagata in 2022 and nicknamed the Super Rookie, and he has only gone up from there. He has taken over Kento's record for the youngest ever Triple Crown champion, Rookie Honda. He made his way to All Japan after the Wrestle1 closure. After completing his rookie trials, he went straight to the main event scene and competed for the Triple Crown. So far, he's been a part of Total Eclipse, Gun Era of Anarchy, or GOA, No Period, and Alpida, so the guy loves his factions. Ren Ayabe. Fans up hope for a while Ayabe will sign, and we got our wish this year back in March when he declared to Kento he wanted to join. Standing at 200 centimeters tall, he immediately made an impact by pinning Kento in his second match as an All Japan wrestler, and is now part of the faction Alpida. Jun Saito and Rei Saito. You can't talk about one without mentioning the other. Despite only having a few years under their belts, the brothers have proven they are not only tag team stars, but also singles. They are also a proven draw, with their hometown Miyagi absolutely going crazy every time they make a trip. Shoto Ishino. Just like Honda, Ishino also made his way over after Wrestle1. He might not have gotten off to the hot start that people were hoping for, but he ended up winning World Tag Team titles twice, once with Suwama and once with Honda, and Champion Carnival in 2023. Hokuto Omori. Since moving up from junior heavyweight, Omori has so far donned a horse mask, won World Tag League with Katsuhiko Nakajima, and recently started his own faction, the Hokuto Army. Masanobu Fuchi. 70 years old and still going strong. Fuchi only wrestles a couple of times a year, so we all have to cherish the in-ring time we have left with Fuchi. A junior heavyweight legend, winning the junior belt 5 times in his 50-year career. Rising Hayato. A real star of the junior division, Hayato went through a complete transformation last year, going from a generic wrestler to a punk e-boy star wrestler. He was overwhelmingly loved by fans. He has completely leaned into the punk aspect in recent years. Asuke Oyagi, the younger brother of Yuma, has definitely earned his place as a junior ace. A 2-time junior heavyweight champion, he delights fans with his breathtaking high-flying skills. After the last ace, Koji Iwamoto, left, he has really carried the junior division to what it is today. Dan Temra. The powerhouse of the junior division, Dan has really taken several steps forward in the last year, winning Junior Battle of Glory and the big one, the Junior Championship. He has also found success with longtime partner Hikaru Sato, winning the All-Asia Tag titles twice. Rui Inoue. The youngest wrestler on the roster, Inoue has shown so much potential since his debut in 2022. Going from a rookie, he adopted the kickboy style parting thanks from advice from wrestling legend Toshiaki Kawada, who he regularly visits at his restaurant. Musashi. The former Michinoku Pro wrestler is the latest to sign to All Japan. He's already racking up the wins and titles, winning the All-Asia Tag title with Seki Yoshioka. An older junior in the young division, he has stated he isn't here to shake things up but push the division forward. And finally, Hikaru Sato. While not signed to All Japan, any roster guide would feel incomplete without him. Part of the faction Evolution, Sato is on nearly every show of the year. An accomplished junior, winning tournaments and titles, he was also trained by Minoru Suzuki. So we have finally reached the end of this episode. I hope this quick guide was able to help someone start their All Japan journey. You can contact me on Twitter at Sister Jessie. I'm always happy to help people get into All Japan if they have any questions. Follow my All Japan fan account, Royal Road 72, where I post updates and news about the company. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you next time for more All Japan.
This has been a Countout Podcast.
Have you guys heard of the new show on the Countout Network, the Ichiban Sweetcast?
It's the brand new Japan Pro Wrestling podcast starring the International Wrestling Grand Prix. That's me, your good friend Curtis Spears.
And me, your bad friend Rafe Hewson. And we're here to talk about everything New Japan Pro Wrestling, reacting to everything, getting worked up, getting very happy, sometimes crying. Kind of like something else we used to do, right?
Oh, yeah. That was the old Okada Shorts podcast, right?
Ah, that's right. And if you love that show, you're going to love this show because it's exactly the same show.
Yeah, we just had to change the name.
Yeah, we did. But you can check it everywhere on a social media handle that we haven't made yet.
Yeah, we're really new to this. So what you can do is search on your favorite podcast catcher of choice. Look for the Ichiban Sweetcast.
Sweetcast, Ichiban.